Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back in, hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5. The game brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Talking Titans. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend John Glennon from SI.com. Johnny, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
I am doing well. How about you guys?
We are doing wonderful. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. So, John, obviously, a gut punch of massive proportions yesterday for the Titans, losing Derrick Henry for an indefinite amount of time. My question for you is, as you look at the Titans now, with Adrian Peterson in the fold, Derrick Henry out for the foreseeable future, what do you make of this team without him? Do you still feel like this is the Titans' division to win in the AFC South without Derrick Henry?
Honestly, I do think it's still the Titans' division to win. You know, when you look at the schedule, and you look at the lead that they have over Indianapolis right now, you know, I think they're really going to have to honestly struggle in order to not win that division. Obviously, as you said, it's a huge gut punch. But you know, if there's any year for the Titans to have to rely more on their passing attack, you know, I think this year is as good as any. Assuming, you know, we start to see more from Julio Jones at some point, you know, I think you can tweak the offense enough, so that you're going to get more passing attack, that you're going to go with a running back by committee sort of situation. As they say, I still think your Titans are going to win the division. How far they go after that, you know, that may be a different story. I still think they're the favorites.
How do you read the, John, the you know, we got the Schefter-Rappaport little slap fight here over timeline. Schefter reporting, basically he's expected to be done for the season. Rappaport that, you know, the Titans expect him back. I'm sure different people can say different things, but how do you that I find that strange, one. But also, I guess I just wonder how anybody could feel like a strong feeling either way before we actually see how his bone heals.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I think, you know, this is where you, we sometimes laugh a little bit along with Mike Vrabel when he says, you know, he doesn't go with timelines because every player is different and so forth. But honestly, you know, I think that is the case, because we've seen players in the past respond differently in terms of timeline to this injury. But, you know, when you look at it, the bottom line to me is this is a Derrick Henry is obviously a big man, you know, 6'3", 250 pounds. You know, it's an awful lot of pounding, an awful lot of stress you're going to put on that foot on a regular basis. So I think, you know, to me, if fans are getting, you know, really, really fired up about, you know, Derrick Henry, hey, he's going to be back at the end of the season or in the playoffs, to me at least, I am certainly no doctor, but I would think there has to be some caution there. You know, Derrick Henry, this is a foot injury. This is not something you can really stay tremendously conditioned at while you're healing either. So even if Derrick Henry, to me, comes back near the end of the season, this is not going to be plug him in and watch Derrick Henry be Derrick Henry and run 25 times for, you know, 150 yards or anything like that. To me, you know, I think if he comes back, you know, it still takes some time to ramp up. It's a big man putting a lot of stress on the foot. So I tend to be more cautious and perhaps a little bit more pessimistic about, you know, the way about Derrick Henry's chances of coming back and having a significant impact. You know, we'll see. Again, every player is different, but, you know, it's a wait-and-see thing.
John Glennon from SI.com on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, John, what did you think of the decision by the Titans to go out and sign Adrian Peterson? And obviously, I mean, you're talking about a future Hall of Fame running back, but at 36 years old, what do you think he still has left in the tank?
Well, you know, he still put some pretty decent numbers up. Not great numbers by any stretch. You know, he put decent numbers up, and he was playing for, you know, Joe Rexroth's Lions team, which of course was horrendous otherwise. So, you know, you have to give him props for just putting up any kind of stats, basically. But, you know, I don't think this is going to be a situation where they're going to say, okay, you're the new Derrick Henry, and you're going to run 25, 30 times a game. Even if you did that, you know, half a decade or more ago, that's certainly not what they're going to expect out of Adrian Peterson at this point. I think, you know, even when Adrian Peterson, you know, gets fully conditioned and ramps up and so forth, to me, I suspect it'll still be more of a committee kind of situation. You know, we'll see some Jeremy McNichols. We'll see some Adrian Peterson. You know, perhaps there'll be some Dontrell Hilliard, even some, you know, maybe even one of the fullbacks, the Blossom game with a couple carries from time to time. So I think it's a good signing in that he is a similar style to Derrick Henry. You don't have to tweak a lot. You know, he's a between the tackles guy. He's a physical guy. You know, from that standpoint, there doesn't have to be a lot of change on the Titans front and in their blocking. But, you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves, and let's not get carried away and think this is Adrian Peterson of even 5 years ago. You know, I don't think the expectations should be there.
You're going to sit here, John, and you're going to talk about Dontrell Hilliard, and you're just going to ignore Mekhi Sargent. Just talk about fullbacks and, like, everybody else in the league. But, what, you got nothing for Mekhi Sargent. No chance he's any kind of factor.
Well, let's remember he's still on the practice squad at this point. You know, and Adrian Peterson coming in takes another space for a running back. Right there. Although Adrian Peterson technically is on the practice squad or will be on the practice squad as well. You know, maybe Mekhi Sargent comes in. Maybe he is the great story that you know, everyone loved in training camp and in the preseason. You know, there's always a guy like that. But yeah, I don't think if you're going to rely too much on Mekhi Sargent, you're probably going to get let down a little bit. You know, as much of a good underdog story as we all enjoy. You know, who knows? Maybe he's part of the committee too. But again, I don't think the Titans want, nor can any of these running backs, you know, stand up to, 15, 20, 25 carries a game. I think it's a group effort from here on.
John, how much do you think we're going to learn about Ryan Tannehill during this stretch without Derrick Henry? Or do you think at this point he's proven enough and we don't need to learn anything else about Ryan Tannehill?
Well, I think he's proven, you know, I think there's sort of almost two storylines for Ryan Tannehill. One, like a local level here. I think most people in Nashville and most people that have seen Tannehill over the years would agree that he is a much different quarterback now than he was in Miami, that he is a big part of what the Titans have been doing over the past few years. I mean, you go back and you look at when Ryan Tannehill became the starter, Derrick Henry's numbers took a big jump. You know, the beginning of that year when Marcus Mariota was a starter, Derrick Henry's numbers for the first six games were pretty average. It was when Tannehill came in that Derrick Henry really started to go into that stratospheric level that he's been at ever since. But I do think Ryan Tannehill is going to get a chance to prove kind of that national storyline of, yeah, you're still the Miami guy. Yeah, all you do is turn around and hand the ball to Derrick Henry and take advantage of his play action. I think this is kind of his chance to say, hey, I am more than that. You know, I'm a much better quarterback than I was in Miami. You know, I can carry a bigger load of this offense. You know, I've shown what I can do here in terms of quarterback rating, in terms of, you know, game-winning drives and fourth-quarter comebacks and you know, clutch performances. I think this is really going to be a chance for him to shine and to maybe, you know, squelch that national narrative of, you know, he's just a guy who hands off to Derrick Henry.
Agree, and I think, you know, like you said earlier, I mean, Julio Jones has got to be a part of that. I would say a little bit more tight end involvement in the passing game wouldn't be a bad thing either. They did have one drive where they decided to feature the tight end the other day. But they could potentially, John, trade for still another position like that. Do you think that, I guess, give me your percentage chance that John Robinson makes some kind of a deal today to add to the running back committee?
You know, honestly, I don't think the percentage is very high. You know, I think the big move was Adrian Peterson. You know, and I think they do like Jeremy McNichols. And again, I think this is a committee thing. I don't think this is going to be a, you know, okay, Adrian Peterson, you know, become Derrick Henry, or Jeremy McNichols, we need 15 carries per game from you. I think they're going to be okay with what they have there. Now, knowing John Robinson, he's full of surprises. He may shock all of us right now. But let's be honest, you know, the NFL trading deadline, even in situations like this, is not the most exciting time over the past few years, or are more than just the past few years. Not a lot generally gets done at the NFL trading deadline. And to me, I feel like, yeah, if you're making that move with Adrian Peterson, you know, that's a significant step right there. And I think it's a small percentage that he brings somebody in via trade.
John, last thing for you here. You know, I said earlier in the show, what this does for me in terms of the Titans offense is it moves Julio Jones from maybe a luxury in this offense to a necessity in this offense without Derrick Henry. As you look at him, and you mentioned a little bit earlier, obviously he's got to get healthy. How important does Julio Jones now become to the bottom line for this team without Derrick Henry moving forward?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's, you know, the troubling thing is we just don't know what to expect right now, almost on a week-to-week basis from Julio Jones. You know, is he going to be the Julio Jones that you know, all of a sudden doesn't play at all and doesn't practice during the week as what happened last week? You know, is he the guy that practices a little bit and plays until the, you know, halfway through the third and says, you know, I've got a tight hamstring or looks like he has a tight hamstring? You know, are we going to see at least glimpses of the full Julio Jones? But you know, that's exactly what the Titans need. It's not every year. It's been a very rare year, in fact, for the Titans to be able to say, okay, we've lost our stud running back, but hey, we've got a heck of a passing attack with some really good receivers. This is as deep a crop of wide receivers, you know, when healthy, as the Titans have had in you know, maybe forever. So if Julio Jones can get back healthy, you know, I think we're going to see this offense tweaked a little bit. You know, we're going to see a lot more three receiver situations. And Joe, as you mentioned earlier, I think the tight end has to get a more prominent role too. And to me, Anthony Firkser, you know, has to get more involved. I think only has 10 or 12 catches, which is a real surprise to me at this point. So, you know, there's still potential for a significant passing attack. But, yeah, that's really the difference maker, because now A.J. Brown is going to get blanketed, absolutely blanketed right now, until Julio Jones can prove that he is the threat that he once was. You know, then and only then are we going to see that full potential of the Titans passing attack.
John Glennon from SI.com has been our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. John, great stuff as always, brother. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Absolutely. John Glennon from SI.com. Joe, I think my favorite part about Glennon is the way he says potential. It's amazing. Potential.
Potential. He also said via trade instead of via trade. this is his elitist UVA.
That's right.
You know, vernacular.
That's right. We'll come back. We'll react a little bit to what Glennon had to say there. Take your thoughts on the Titans and the trade deadline on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Go to thegamenashville.com/deals to check out Nashville's best deals. The new deal this week, a $30 gift card for only $15 to 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. 312 Pizza Company serves the best pizza in town, as well as Chicago-style eats like Chicago dogs, Italian beef sandwiches, and more. Get your deal now at thegamenashville.com. /deals. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, on Twitter, and on YouTube. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you. And it was obviously a gut punch of a day yesterday for Titans fans. Derrick Henry is going to be out indefinitely. Mike Vrabel, addressing the media yesterday, did not put a timeline on the Derrick Henry injury, but he will be having surgery today. And now the Titans are forced, at least for the foreseeable future here, to deal with life without Derrick Henry. They go out and sign Adrian Peterson yesterday, bring him into the fold with the intention of putting him on the practice squad and then elevating him to the active roster. So a 36-year-old running back coming in, obviously a Hall of Famer, Adrian Peterson is, but the question is, what sort of role will he play for the Titans? How much does he have left in the tank? Going to be interesting to find out. Joe Rexrode, when you saw that it was going to be Adrian Peterson coming in for the Titans yesterday, what was your reaction, and what do you envision his role and the usage being for Adrian Peterson in this offense with Todd Downing having to figure all this out on the fly now?
Well, I thought that's not a terrible idea. And he can help. And then again, like we talked about earlier on the show, I saw people sending out highlights from Adrian Peterson from a few years ago. Like, oh man, look at what the Titans are getting everybody. I mean, it's just, you got to pump the brakes on any kind of big expectations for him at this point. I think he fits the style of the offense well. I think he'll fit in this scheme and the way he runs. But how good is he anymore? I mean, I don't know. I thought he was okay last year for the Lions. You know, he had some good moments.
I mean, Stafford looks great away from the Lions. Maybe Adrian Peterson will look great away from the Lions too.
Well, yeah. But Stafford, like, you know, Stafford, you could see what he was with the Lions. He just lost too many games because he was with the Lions. Peterson, I think he can help. And John's probably right. Like, John's probably right that this is the move. I think I'd make every possible phone call today before the deadline to try to get someone else. Because I absolutely agree with Glennon that this is going to be a by committee. Peterson, even if Peterson ends up being just the only move, I don't think the plan is going to be Adrian Peterson is going to be getting 20 carries a game. I mean, I think he's got to be part of the solution. Like Dontrell Hilliard, we'll see. Vrabel had some nice things to say about him yesterday. But to me, as soon as Chester Rogers is able to return, I know he was on the field Sunday, but like, you get back to being in the return game, I would suspect Hilliard would be gone. I think Sargent is a more likely potential helper in the run game. And if not him, maybe a blasting game. Again, maybe McNichols has a little bit expanded role. He has done a good job of whenever he's been called upon. He's actually been kind of one of those unsung heroes this year for this team. So it's a lot of names. I just feel like there should still be another name added to the list. But of course, if you do that, again, you have this roster. You have the active roster. You have your 48 who are going to be active on game days. You can't just load up with like six backs to try to, you know, I mean, you got to make choices. So, but if it is just Peterson and company, I don't know. I don't know how that'll work out.
Now there's a law firm name right there.
Yes. Peterson and company. Yes, absolutely. If you've been hurt in an accident, give us a call. Like, I'm sure he's in great shape, and I'm sure he's energized by the idea of playing for an actual contender. I mean, shoot, his first game is going to be against one of the favorites to win it all now, especially with Von Miller on the other side. And by the way, Glennon, did you notice the Von Miller trade? The NFL is getting better at the trade deadline. It's not great. It's not baseball. It's not hockey or basketball. But at least there's some movement. I don't even think people even talked about the fact that it was the trading deadline 10 years ago. But Peterson, I think he's going to be energized. I assume he's in good shape. You know, the Titans obviously worked him out before they signed him. So maybe it will work out timing-wise where you've got a few really good weeks with him and he can stay healthy and it gives you a boost and you have enough balance on offense. But I think anybody having high expectations for him should be very cautious.
Corey Curtis threw out an interesting name yesterday that I'm not sure makes much sense anymore with Adrian Peterson coming into the fold, but Dante Foreman was obviously somebody that the Titans are familiar with. You know, he came in, had a couple of good moments for the Titans, obviously with Derrick Henry being healthy. It wasn't a ton of good work for the Titans, but he is out there and available for the Titans to go select. I just don't know if somebody like that makes sense now that you've got Adrian Peterson in the fold. Like, to me, it's probably going to be Adrian Peterson and then what you have already on your roster at the running back table if you're not going out and making a trade for somebody who's already on an NFL team. Like, if they were going to pick up Foreman, my guess would be they would probably have done that yesterday since he was available.
Yeah, I would think so too. And, yeah, I certainly thought of that name at first because I think it was especially – like in the loss at Cincinnati last year, I believe he had some real nice moments. He had a few little stretches there last year where he'd come in, get a series here or there, get a couple carries. And certainly it's like, you know, certainly the power element is there with him. But yeah, I would agree with you. I think that would have happened if it was going to happen.
At One Who Serves 82 on YouTube. Thank you, John, for bringing out the fact that Derek Stats made the jump when Tannehill took over. There is some truth to that now. I think there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, Taylor Lewan getting back to full strength that year, probably a lot to do with that as well. But I don't think there's any question about it. Derrick Henry's stats did take off when Ryan Tannehill was the starting quarterback.
Yeah, it wasn't just that. It was Tannehill, Nate Davis, and the offensive line sort of finding itself was also part of it. So I think those two things were definitely part of it. But it is a good illustration of as great as Derrick Henry is, he's still, you know, the running back's very reliant on a lot of things around them. And that team's passing game was miserable. They couldn't block at left tackle or right guard. And then it took a couple games once Lewan got back in there for that to be figured out. And certainly Tannehill all of a sudden just completely changed the trajectory, not just of that team, but really the franchise. And it is worth keeping in mind. We can talk about this at more length. If you gave me this team at the beginning of the season and said, here's this team with no Derrick Henry, or here's this team with no Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry is great, and I think he's an MVP candidate, and he's Hall of Famer and all that, but I think you have a much better record with Ryan Tannehill and figuring out at running back than you do with Derrick Henry and Logan Woodside as your quarterback.
Well, then the argument becomes, how could you have Derrick Henry as an MVP candidate if that's the case?
Well, yeah, because he still is. There's my answer. You know, well, and this is why it's hard, though, for any non-quarterback to win. And again, you got to remember, it's also relative to your, like, what you have if you lose the player.
Right.
You're talking about a guy who's never played a snap in the NFL quarterback. Like the drop-off and I think in general at quarterback in this league, except for a handful of teams that are lucky enough to have a good number two quarterback, is way steeper than probably any other position going down to the backup.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. What is your confidence level in this group as they move ahead here without Derrick Henry? We'll get to that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. That was Titans head coach Mike Vrabel yesterday at his press conference discussing how the Titans move on with life without Derrick Henry in the foreseeable future coming up here for the next little bit. I mean, the timelines have been interesting. Joe, you brought this up earlier in the show. Ian Rappaport with his 6 to 10 week timeline, and then you've got Adam Schefter from ESPN, you know, acting like it's basically a foregone conclusion that Derrick Henry is going to be out for the remainder of the season. It's been very interesting the way the timeline has been handled the last couple of days.
Yeah, and I don't really like to take sides on that powder puff battle. But like, I mean, look, if a source tells you something that, you know, you report what a source tells you. I think Mike Vrabel kind of made it obvious at his presser that they're keeping an open mind, as they should. Now, Rappaport's reporting the Titans expect him back. Schefter's reporting the Titans expect him to be done. The reality is no one knows how he's going to heal. So you have to keep your mind open for the healing. Again, Stefania Bell, I thought, was very informative on with Jared and Caroline yesterday about that situation, how basically 6 weeks is when you expect the healing to be done, and then you assess how was it, what's the pain, you know, and then at some point you're assessing risk too. I mean, I tend to agree with Glennon that there's a good chance we don't see Derrick Henry run a football until the 2022 season. You gotta keep that as a possibility in your mind if you're a Titans fan. Yep. We just don't know. We also very much know that once we get a few weeks down the road, it's going to become this absolute constant daily talking point. You know, how's he doing? Well, oh, he's in a boot now. He's walking. It's going to be this. I mean, that right foot is of high interest. And certainly I would say it's possible that he could play this year. I don't know how you could feel confident about guessing either way. Cause that's really what it is. It's guessing from everyone.
I can't wait for like Mike Vrabel press conferences 3.5 weeks down the road, and that's what it turns into. Is Mike, do you have an update on Derrick Henry? I can just see his face right now.
He actually may be okay with that, because it will remove the, hey, when do you think Julio will be ready to go? although maybe it won't remove it. It'll just be two different, you know, that we'll have both of those things.
Right.
For the Titans' sake, they need the Julio talking point to end, and for him to start being a consistent part of the offense.
Mason on YouTube, I want to know how the training staff didn't catch it early in the game. There's nothing on top of the foot other than the bones. What else could it have been other than a bone injury? This is coming from Mason on YouTube.
You know, I think all the right questions were asked yesterday, and I don't. I mean, it's interesting if you even look at the post game locker room that the Titans official account tweeted out, right? Vrabel is in there addressing the players, and, you know, Randy Bullock and all the guys going around the room. You know, Derrick Henry's in there in uniform, just standing there with them, just, you know, whooping it up, enjoying it. Like, so it went from he was hurt a little bit, said he's okay. Obviously, Vrabel said he talked to the medical staff. They talked to Derrick. They let him play, played the whole game. And then he's still doing normal stuff after the game. And then at some point they look at it and all of a sudden, boom, Derek's not coming to the post game. And then apparently he was carted out of there. So I'm guessing like it was broken early and he played on it. I mean, I suppose it's possible that it wasn't. And then he broke it late in the game. It's possible. I mean, I don't think we're ever going to know the exact moment or exactly how it all went down. So I guess if it was broken right away, why were they not able to figure that out? I don't know. How the heck was he able to do what he did?
That's
I don't know.
Thing.
Cause
like, it's pretty incredible that he was able to continue to play in that game. And it, you know, the Titans, every time they win, they put out like this post game speech video of Vrabel in the locker room. And they put another one of those out yesterday. And, you know, Mike Vrabel's talking, addressing the team in the locker room, and there Derrick Henry is in the background. He's got his shoulder pads on. He's clapping for Randy Bullock. I mean, he's just sitting there in the locker room. Didn't look like anything was wrong with him. And then, you know, obviously a little bit after that, I guess he got his foot looked at, took his shoe off or whatever the case was, and got some treatment. But it's just interesting to go back and look at that post-game video speech from Vrabel, and all of a sudden, you know, it's Derrick Henry, as normal as can be, in there.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're all going to go back through and try to find the play. And there's no play in that game that's obvious. I mean, I think the most likely scenario is that he broke it, said he was okay, played. If that's the case, did he make it any worse? I'm guessing not. I just don't know how the heck you would perform as well as he did on it. I suppose if if somehow, and this is where you're just very blatantly not a doctor, you know, like, is it possible that you had a like we talked yesterday, you can have stress reactions in your foot. I know this for sure. And then that can turn into a stress fracture unless you just shut it down. Is it possible that, like, if had they pulled him from the game, that he wouldn't have ended up with this? I don't know. I honestly don't even know if that's possible. But at this point, what happened happened, and surgery happens. Maybe is happening as we speak, but it's happening today.
Will Compton on Twitter last night, quote, "This man really played the rest of the game on a broken foot. When I broke my foot in college, I collapsed on sight. I was back in 6 weeks, though, but y'all know my story. Doctors couldn't believe it. I knew I was different. It was just a minor setback for a major comeback. I came back to play, and my spot was gone. Backed up Lavonte David for the rest of the year, so it ended up being a major setback." This is coming from Will Compton on Twitter last night.
So is Will trying to say that Adrian Peterson is about to Wally Pip Derrick Henry?
Maybe so.
I don't think that's happening. But that's interesting that it was 6 weeks for him.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, so 6 weeks from now, Derrick Henry could be healed as well as x-rays could possibly show you that he's healed, and he could feel great and be like, let's go, I am ready to go. And there's no way he's playing that week or the next week. I mean,
well,
like, to me, right? I mean,
and if you're 6 weeks from now and you, let's say you've wrapped up the division by that point, which I think is possible given the way the Colts schedule plays out. I mean, if the number one seed is not on the table for the Titans, like, to me, there's no reason to play Derrick Henry before the playoffs.
Yes, unless, I guess, well, he's 63 yards from 1,000, which is a big, you know, in terms of the whole, like, consecutive 1,000-yard season thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, that's a minor consideration. But, I mean, I guess you could make the argument, like, get him some work and like at the end of the regular season to get him ready. But for the most part, it's just like camp, right? You know, he doesn't need to practice these plays. He knows the plays. He'll be prepared with film for the defense and the different looks, and, you know, give him the ball when it counts. And again, let's circle all the way back to, you got to absolutely keep an open mind that it just may be smarter and the better move to just not play him this year. Although I'm suspecting that if the healing goes well, he would argue pretty strongly against that.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says adrenaline and excitement can hide a lot of pain. Pain sets in later when your system comes down a little bit. I don't think there's any question about that. When you're in the moment, sometimes you don't realize how badly you're hurt. You know, I saw Shea Weber play through a broken foot one time in hockey for basically a month and a half on skates. So adrenaline certainly helps things.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, granted, you know, in a football game, there's a whole bunch of downtime. You know,
yep.
You have breaks, and the defense is on the field, and things like that. And that's another interesting thing is, and again, it's not like I was watching him the entire game while the game's going on the field, but it seemed like it was, from what I could tell, it was like early on they looked at him, and then he said, "I'm good," and they let him go, and then that was it. You know, there were a couple times for sure where he seemed to be bothered by it on the field after a play and had to get like helped up. But other than that, he basically was just over there ready to come back in the game. So 68 yards on a broken foot, if that's exactly what happened. Pretty remarkable.
Mike from Clarksville texting in, with the injury to Henry and the focus of opposing defenses shifting to the pass catchers, what are your thoughts on the Titans adding another more proven wide receiver to pair with Brown and Julio Jones to spread out the attention and open lanes for the run game? Pretty much the opposite results of what happened before, with defenses focusing on the run and opening up the pass.
I mean, who is that, though? Like, they have good depth at receiver. Josh Reynolds has made plays in this league. I know that Josh Reynolds can play because I've seen it. I've seen Josh Reynolds be a very good number three receiver for the Rams, and he can't get on the field. Chester Rogers can play when he's healthy. Marcus Johnson can play. He hasn't done a ton yet, but they trust him and they feel good. The only way that to me would be any kind of consideration is if there's pessimism about Julio Jones and what he's looking like here in the next few weeks. Other than that, I don't think they need more at receiver. They need him at receiver. who out there are you going to go trade for that's going to come right in and, like, honestly, be ahead of Marcus Johnson, Nick Westbrook-Akeen, and Chester Rogers?
You can go get Odell Beckham.
There you go. Now another AFC team ready to help you get better.
That's right. It is trade deadline day in the NFL. What moves, if any, do we think John Robinson could make today for the Titans? We'll get to that coming up next. Take your thoughts as well on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This Friday, your chance to participate in the Nashville SC Pick to Click, brought to you by Camarena Tequila. If you guess correctly which player scores a goal in the game Sunday, you win a Nashville SC prize pack. You can participate Friday morning at 9:45. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Tune in to the NFL Game of the Week on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. The Game of the Week this Sunday on 102.5 The Game is the Minnesota Vikings at the Baltimore Ravens with a noon kickoff. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, now with two locations in Murfreesboro. Visit their brand new Murfreesboro location at 2019 Memorial Boulevard. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Going to be joined to begin the 9 o'clock hour by our good friend Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. So looking forward to that conversation coming up here in just a few minutes. Well, Charles, it is NFL trade deadline day, and the deadline today at 3 p.m. Central Time here locally. So we'll see what moves, if any, the Titans will make by the time the deadline comes around. Joe Rexrode, if you had to put a percentage chance on it now, your percentage chance that John Robinson makes a move of some kind today before the deadline comes and goes at 3 p.m.? We got two mutes for Rex Road.
I don't think they should count on Zoom. 14%.
14. That's a nice number.
86% chance that they do nothing. 14%. And I think 14 is probably higher than some people might put it. I feel like you've got to really try, and I'm confident that's happening, you know. I'm not sold on Adrian Peterson. That's all you need to do. You're good. He's a Hall of Famer. He's an all-time great, one of the greatest backs who's ever played in the NFL. I'm not sold that he's going to come in and be this great answer for you. We'll see. I feel like some insurance there and another proven back would be great. I just have my doubts that I don't think John Robinson is going to be willing to part with valuable draft capital for someone. If there's some way to make it's funny, if someone just asked about trading for a receiver, I think trading away a receiver could be possible, and that guy would be Josh Reynolds. Even with Cam Batson hurt, given the rest of the depth chart, I think that's possible. Rashawn Evans, possible. Can you make a deal where you part with a veteran and not a middling to high-ish draft pick? I don't think he would do the latter there. I think there's going to be a lot of exploration of deals. I'm not confident that a deal is actually going
to
happen.
When it purely comes to acquiring someone, as you look at the situation now with Adrian Peterson in, is running back still the number one priority to you if the Titans go acquire someone? Or, you know, we've got people on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com suggesting tight end still a priority, suggesting corner, suggesting on the offensive line. Is running back still, without Derrick Henry, unquestionably the number one target if you're John Robinson, even with Adrian Peterson in the fold?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's any question. I mean, I think you can make a case at tight end, but again, who are you getting? I know that there are tight ends you could say this tight end would be is overall maybe like better than Jeff Swain. Okay. But you're also talking about halfway through a season and trying to bring someone in and and plug him in. And who's going to make a difference for you? Zach Ertz, does he make a difference for the Cardinals? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But who are you trading for? I understand the Hayden Hurst thing. I mean, I don't hate that idea, something like that. But I think it's, if anything happens, I'll be surprised if it's not a running back. And there are a lot of pretty good proven backs who are buried on some depth charts out there. It's just a lot of it comes down to what's the team situation. You know, someone brought up David Montgomery earlier, a team that sees the writing on the wall. That's a much better situation than, like, again, the Steelers now are rejuvenated, and it was Kalen Ballage, by the way, we were talking earlier about their situation, who's the other back.
Yeah.
So you could, you know, and Najee Harris just gets all the work. I think Ballage has like 7 carries and Benny Snell has like 8 carries. Okay. But if you're the Steelers and now you have new life in the chase for a playoff spot, do you want to hurt your running back depth, a position of high injury rate? And also, by the way, to help an AFC team. You know, there's a lot of different things, a lot of different boxes you have to check for this to even be possible.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Brian in Portland texting in, Josh Reynolds to the Packers for Dennis Kelly and a 7th-round pick.
Oh, trading for an offensive lineman, huh?
Yeah, man. Bring him back in.
So rather than signing him, they decided to let him go so they could trade for him. Now, that's sneaky genius right there.
And, hey, he'd be cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dennis Kelly.
They have lost an offensive tackle this year.
There is that. Dennis Kelly not really played all that much this year. He's gotten in 4 games, and he's been hurt as of late. So I would not anticipate Dennis Kelly to be back on the move here. Although, I'm not saying that trading Josh Reynolds away can't happen today for the Titans. I think it's certainly on the list of possibilities. It's kind of an interesting day around the league. You've got, you know, what's going to happen with the Deshaun Watson situation in Houston. You know, would Marlon Mack be on the move anywhere? Hayden Hurst we brought up. Melvin Ingram out there and available as well. You know, Deshaun Jackson. There's a lot of interesting names that could be traded out there. Obviously headlined by Deshaun Watson. Like, is today going to be the day he ends up with the Dolphins, or is that not going to happen? And most of the indications so far would suggest that that's probably not going to happen today.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the Dolphins, I think that's the clear team, but they don't have the urgency anymore. Their season is toast. So I think if they had a couple more wins right now, then maybe it would be like, okay, this could still turn this season around. But at this point, you're basically punting on the season. So may as well know what the heck you're getting into on a deal. So I would guess nothing there. Yeah, Deshaun Jackson and the Rams is interesting. You know, they've agreed basically to find him a new team. Yep. Maybe, there you go. If you're a Titans fan who wants a receiver, then Deshaun Jackson can put on the Titans uniform and torch his old team Sunday night. Right. What do you think about that? I'm kidding.
Dave texting in, I'll be trading my Titan season hopes and dreams for a bottle of Jack and a couple of packs of smokes. It's coming from Dave in Nashville. Handling the loss of Derrick Henry very well, as we see.
All malls, I hope.
That's
delicious.
Right.
Flavor country. Hey, look, you know, the Titans are going to win the AFC South. I'm still pretty confident in saying that. So, who knows? You get to late December, you get to past the time the bone should be healed, and who knows? I agree with John Glennon that at no point while this football season exists, so we're going to see Derrick Henry have like a 32 carry, 180 yard game. But if you had Derrick Henry available in January and he got 12 to 15 touches, you're telling me that doesn't help you? Doesn't first of all, talk about an emotional boost.
Yeah.
But you think that doesn't help your offense? I mean, he's not playing unless he's healthy, and I mean by healthy, I mean like full go, full speed, all that stuff. Staying in shape, you know, there's ways to do that. I'm sure he'll have a plan for that, you know, and he'll still have some wind. So all is not lost. We just never know. There's a lot of stuff we don't know.
Marco from Nashville texting in. I just saw Beast Mode riding down Broadway on his bike eating Skittles. Hashtag tighten up. Hashtag Beast Mode. Yeah. Get Callie Yarncroak's best friend, Marshawn Lynch, in here and just let it ride, man. Why not?
Who knew it was going to be Callie, boy Callie, going to Seattle and then Marshawn coming back this way?
That's right.
I love it. Do it. I mean,
how
he had
the tables
several
turned.
Shots. He had several shots on the Manning cast, but I assume he's okay now.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably all right.
Hydrate and come on in.
That's right, buddy. When we come back, we'll be joined by our good friend Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. We'll get his thoughts on Derrick Henry and the Titans, also the NFL trade deadline as well. All that ahead. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.